Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
The road might never be completely smooth. What would be the fun in that, right? But once we learn to take things in our stride, we manage our reactions and responses better, and we are less rattled by the events around us. We stand tall like the great sequoia trees, nature's masterpieces that can withstand anything that comes at them.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, my loves. Sending plenty of holiday cheer over to you today. And speaking of the holidays, I got a little gift for you. Sometimes you just need a little pick-me-up. Maybe you wake up feeling blah, feeling aimless, purposeless, or things just don't seem to be going so right. You keep trying and trying, only to hit a wall. Maybe you feel stuck, you aren't moving ahead, and staying where you are is not an option. We all hit road bumps at some point or the other, and that's okay. Be kind to yourself and remember, life is a journey, a process, an adventure. There are twists and turns, the plot will thicken, the uncertainty may grow. But as the saying goes, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Tomorrow is a new day. There may be times in our lives where we can't focus on ourselves. We can't stop going, because there is just too much on our plate. There is way more than we think we can handle. And in those moments, we just have to take a breath and say, this too shall pass. It is only a phase, a setback, a hump we have to get over. And when we get through it, we can find our footing again. And this too is okay. The road might never be completely smooth. What would be the fun in that, right? But once we learn to take things in our stride, we manage our reactions and responses better, and we are less rattled by the events around us. We stand tall like the great sequoia trees, nature's masterpieces that can withstand anything that comes at them. We find ways to turn the unexpected into something positive. We find the greener pastures. We strike gold. But to get to this point, you might need a little help, some support, someone to help you get a leg up. But for that, you have me. You have Project Loving Myself. You have a reminder that you are loved. So I start this episode with a quote by poet and author Rupi Kaur. There are days when the light flickers, and then I remember, I am the light. I go in and switch it back on. So here's to switching your light back on every time someone or some aspect of life tries to douse your flame. You keep it burning, you get that strength from inside. You reach right into yourself and remember who you are. And in this episode, we're going to work on amplifying that self-love so that you become a magnet for love in your life. Love is the most powerful force of attraction in this world. When you are in a state of love, everything you want simply appears, handed to you on a silver platter. When you are in a state of love, not much can bring you down, if at all. And love starts with you. The love you have for the most important person in your life, you, is where you begin.
We're going to be right back after this short break.
So let's set the intention for this meditation to boost your self-love and build confidence. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy life to be here today, to be present, to participate in your own healing. Let's take a moment to settle into this space. You are here now, safe, supported, and comfortable. Whether you are seated or lying down, know that you are held. Gently close your eyes. Let your awareness travel to your body. Notice if there's any tension that you are holding in your body. Notice your shoulders, your face, your jaws. Release any tension back to the earth. Now take your awareness to how you are feeling at this very moment. If there are any worries or thoughts, allow them all to be. You are okay. Just breathe into your body. Deep breath in. Feel your belly rising. Deep breath out with a long sigh. Two more times. Deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath out from your mouth. And feel yourself relax with every breath. Deep breath in, filling up your belly. Deep breath out, letting everything go. You feel completely relaxed. If it feels comfortable, go ahead and rest one hand gently on your heart. Allow yourself to take this time for yourself. And while you are here, if at any time thoughts do arise, don't judge yourself. Just allow them to be. Simply bring your awareness back to the sound of my voice. I love myself. I love me. The love I feel for myself is unconditional. It is through loving myself that I love others. It is through loving myself that I love the universe. I love the person that I am. I accept myself for who I am, for all that I am. My heart is open to giving and receiving love. I receive with grace and gratitude. I give with generosity. I put myself first because only then I can truly give to others. I give myself what I need. I take care of myself and nourish my body, mind, and spirit. I like doing things for myself. I treat myself with care. Every day, I make decisions that are in my best interest. I am at peace I accept myself for my past, present, and future. I honor myself. I have always been valuable. I have always been special. I trust my inner worthiness. I know my worth. I love myself unconditionally. I am grateful for my amazing body. My body supports me throughout my life. My body allows me to experience the world. I am proud of my body. I smile at myself when I look in the mirror. I am a good person. I radiate love. I embody love. I am love.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Self-love is the source of all love. I choose to love myself first. Everything I need is within me. When I feel I need love, I give love to myself. When I feel I need rest, I allow myself to rest. I can feel the light of love filling up my heart. I have everything I need to live a life of joy and fulfillment. There is nothing I need outside of me to feel complete. I am enough. I have always been enough. My love for myself reflects in the decisions I make for myself. I honor my body by taking care of its needs. I do my best for my body every single day. I nourish my body with the right food and exercise. I send loving thoughts to my body. I hug myself and I tell myself how much I love myself. Every time I see myself, I say I love myself. My body feels my love. My body is grateful for the love I give to it. I am grateful for my body. I love my body. I am kind to myself. I speak only loving words to myself. I forgive myself truly and honestly. I bless and release my past. It is safe for me to look within. It is possible for me to heal all my past hurts by offering them love. I let go of everything that holds me back from living my life to the fullest. I approve of myself through all the ups and downs of life. I love myself through all the ups and downs of life. My life has meaning. I give meaning to my life by loving myself and others. I live in possibility. I live in faith. I allow more love into my life. I am worthy of receiving love. My heart is open. Knowing the truth of who I am gives me courage. The truth is that I am love. It is through love that I can heal myself. I give that love to myself. Loving myself elevates me to my highest self. Loving myself sets me free. I am beautiful. I accept everything about myself. I am there for myself. I live in awareness of my needs. I listen to what my body is trying to tell me. I respect my limitations. I honor my boundaries. I listen when my heart speaks to me. My heart tells me when it needs more compassion from me. I give myself love and compassion. I give myself loving kindness. I am blessed in many ways. I am already worthy. I am worthy of great relationships. I am worthy of success and fulfillment. I am worthy of love, joy, and happiness. There is no one else I would rather be. I am creating a beautiful life. I believe in my abilities. I have faith in myself. I am in control of my life. I am strong and empowered. The most intimate love is the love that I have for myself. The deepest love is the love that I have for myself. I allow my love for myself to grow. I feel a bubble of love around me, keeping me warm and safe. I honor the joy that comes with loving myself. It feels wonderful to love myself unconditionally. I have immense self-respect. I am grateful for my life. I love every moment of my existence. The more I love myself, the more my self-esteem grows. The more I love myself, the more I love others. I am grateful for the abundance in the universe. Through loving myself, I honor the universe for its creation. I am allowing my light to shine. I am becoming more of my true self with each new day. I enjoy being with myself. There is nothing I need from the outside to feel whole. It is a great feeling to give this love to myself. Love guides all my decisions. I choose thoughts that bring me true happiness. I speak up for myself when I need to. I say no when I need to. I account for myself in every decision that I make. I release the need to blame others. I release the need to blame myself. I let go of anything that doesn't serve me. I live in the present. I cherish my present. True love is the love that I have for myself. My thoughts, actions, and words reflect the love I have for myself. I accept the emotions that arise within me. I listen to my emotions with calm and patience. I am kind to my emotions. I send love to the part in me that needs healing. Through loving myself, I can heal everything. Only when I'm kind to myself can I be kind to others. I am safe with myself. I am comfortable with myself. I am perfect at this very moment. I am loved. I am lovable. I embrace who I am.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I own who I am. I am home. My experiences have taught me everything I know today. I honor my experiences. I celebrate my small wins. I am worthy of my own love. I am worthy of my own attention and care. Life is this moment. Love is this moment. I choose me. I am unique. I am special. I honor life by being just as I am. I am where I should be. Everything that is meant for me is here with me. I have myself to fall back on. I support myself through the ups and downs of life. It is only fair that I love myself. I love myself unconditionally. The love in me shines its light on others. I am proud of my individuality. I am worthy of respect and appreciation. I respect myself for who I am. I acknowledge my place in the world. I make a difference in the world. I am worthy of making my dreams come true. I attract people and experiences that are meant for my highest good. I am filled with love. My breath is my best friend. Breathing in, I feel love. Breathing out, I release doubt. Breathing in, I feel joy. Breathing out, I release fear. I come home to my breath whenever I need to. My breath helps me to restore peace and tranquility. My breath helps me to connect to my inner voice. I trust my inner voice. I trust myself. I am whole. I am complete. I am the miracle. I love myself so much. I really do. Namaste. When you're ready, you can slowly and very gently come back to me. Move around, take a sip of water, come back to this present moment. How do you feel? Take a moment to process, to assess, to explore, perhaps to discover. How does your body feel? How does your mind feel? Does it feel more clear? Do you feel energized, excited? Notice how you feel and make a mental note. Did you enjoy this meditation? Could you feel the power in these words, the truth it reveals, the strength it gives you? You are the beginning and end of all your difficulties, of all your challenges, of any issues. What you started, only you can end. You are the greatest gift to yourself. And whenever you feel down or start to falter, come back to this episode, to this powerful meditation, to these affirmations that you give to yourself, and remember yourself again. Come back to yourself. Find that connection again. We get disconnected. We might get cut off, but we can restore that bond anytime we choose. We can choose to reconnect. We can turn on our own light no matter how many times it flickers. So whenever you need to, play this meditation for yourself on repeat or listen to it for 7 days straight. 21 days is even better. Program your mind for love. Condition your mind that this is your natural state of being. This gift is yours. Write to me or share your thoughts on at Project Loving Myself Podcast and tag at Sanaya Gurnamal. That's SanayaGurnamal. Connect with me on sanayagurnamal.com. Thank you for joining me this week on this journey of self-love with Project Loving Myself, brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. You are loved.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.